I'm a little bit in awe of you when I think of my own position. You're not members of the cabinet, and you don't meet regularly with the cabinet, therefore you're eligible for vice president. He's trying to make a joke of it and try and still stay in the running. He's appearing every day, and he's sending wires every day saying reconsider. And he's trying to get that, and if that can't happen, he's trying to leave the impression he's going to name him. And that's the one thing that could hurt Hubert if he became the nominee and running around with this guy with his arm around him getting his pictures on the front page. That's the last thing he wants to do.
Yeah,
and he was up there with him, and he got his picture on the front page of the New York News yesterday, and they were laughing and giggling at each other. And the same forces that worked on him are working on Hubert.
Yeah.
And he ought to completely, if he's going to put his arm around somebody right now, I'd put it around Ralph Yarbrough or Dick Russell or somebody, not be running in here, because he doesn't need this guy's support. He's got their support.
That's right.
The liberals and the Negroes and that group have already talked to me about him. But he's attracting to him the same enemies by doing things he doesn't need to do.
Right.
And but Elmo Roper's got a devastating poll. It shows that Kennedy is way out. Everybody wants him.
Mm-hmm.
And Stevenson and Humphrey in there, but and he'd also make the best president.
Kennedy?
Yeah. It seems clear that President Johnson will be the Democratic candidate president, but I'd like to ask a few questions about the vice president. Regardless of whom you yourself may favor, which of the men on the list do you think would add the most votes to the Johnson ticket? Brown, 3, Humphrey, 11, Kennedy, 47, Mansfield, 2, McCarthy, 1, McNamara, 5, Shriver, 5, Stevenson, 8, Wagner, 3, Nunn, 2, 15, don't know, 1, refused. So he got 47, which is considerably more than all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Democrats, he's got 52%. Of the Republicans, 40% say he'd add the most to the ticket. Of the Independents, 44 say. Of the other parties, 50 say. So that's the one that add the most to the ticket. That's coming out in Life magazine. They're running this fella awful strong.
Yeah.
It seems clear that Johnson will be the nominee, and I'd like to ask you a question. First, regardless of whom you yourself may favor, which of the men on the ticket do you think would add the most votes? Now, let's see, what was this other question? Which may favor, which of the men think would add the most votes to the Johnson ticket, add the most votes? Seems clear it would be the Democratic candidate. Yeah. That's the same question. Now, this course is especially mindful of the fact Vice President can become President any time. Which of the men on the list do you think would make the best President? Brown, 2, Humphrey, 11, Kennedy, 27. Mansfield, 3, McCarthy, 1, McNamara, 9, Shriver, 3, Stevenson, 21, Wagner, 2, Nunn, 3, don't know, 18. Now, this is coming out Monday, you see. This is trying to take it out of the hands of the politicians, show how the people want it. That's the purpose of this.
Well, they're just voting on names. They know.
That's right. But that's what they're going to be doing up at Atlantic City.
Yeah.
So if I were him, I would advise two courses. And this is by no way implication or commitment or anything, because I want to have lots of talks before I ever agree on who I'm going to recommend. But there are two things he ought to do. Pretty well stay out of the delicate technical field of what Khrushchev's thinking and what the communists thinking, or what caused this, like he did on NBC, and like he did this morning to Martin Nagransky. Now, because this comes back to me, and my judgment is it comes back from this very source that I'm talking about to point out to me how irresponsible he is.
Right.
And he doesn't know it. He's just gag, just dancing around with the ball in the air. That's number one. I think that's the first thing I'd do. Just say nothing about Khrushchev or the communists or what's causing this that could be a blooper, because that can ruin a man mighty quick. The second thing I'd do, I would, without showing my hand, but any friends I had, I have them say what he's had Dick Hughes say yesterday and what he had others say. He sure ought to get Dick Daly to think that he's a good man, which I don't think he's got done yet. And I think the Dick Dalys and the New York people, the Wagners, and all those folks are awfully important. He's around with the people that really haven't got many votes. He got Hughes. Hughes got some votes. But he ought to get those to give out these statements, because this guy is still hollering reconsider. But that's real odd that many would think that he'd make the best president. He's 27. That's considerably down from his other. Mm-hmm. He's 47, you see, and he's down to 27.
Yes,
but
some distinctions. But they're still voting on names they know, like Stevenson.
Well, but Stevenson, that's right.
Yeah.
Johnson is 58. Who do you think you'll probably be voting for president? Johnson and Goldwater. Johnson's 58, Goldwater's 25. Johnson got 54% of the males and 27%. Goldwater got 27. I'm just 2-1.
This is the Roper poll.
Females, I got 62 to 22.
How recent was it?
That's just now, just coming out next Monday.
Well, that's encouraging. Despite all the white backlash, they're still doing 2-1.
Yes, but what they don't tell is that I get a third of the Republicans. And that's the biggest backlash. And if you do any briefing for any columnist, you get back here. The brief ought to be that the big backlash is against Goldwater,
yeah,
among his Republicans. Because every poll that anybody takes, Harris, Roper, individual Quayle polls, show that 1 out of 3 Republicans are against Goldwater. But they only show 1 out of 10 Democrats against me.
Yeah.
So there's been a 10% Democratic backlash and a 33% Republican backlash.
Find that you just walk along the street here in New England, you find it in Pennsylvania. A friend of mine are there. They say the Republicans are in Duffy and Steele. They say every house they go into these days is just a knockdown, drag out fight between Republicans. In fact, they have to give up having parties because they get in fights with each other. The Democrats are solid. Except a little bit among the unions there, a little white backlash.
Well, the point I want to make is that the articles that are being written, the commentators that are speaking, and the damned idiot Democrats that don't know any better are all saying, yes, we're really worried about the Polish backlash, or about this labor backlash, or about some other backlash. Well, the first thing you got to do is say, okay, what does it show? It shows we've got a 10% backlash that won't go with us.
Yep.
It's actually 8. We have 92%. We got 8. But what does it show? Well, we got 10. But how? What's the Republican? Well, they got 33.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Now, listen, please don't let this come close to me. Just tell him that you're hearing this.
That's right.
And don't let it get around me.
I won't.
Right.